It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A critical moment for debt crises on both sides of the Atlantic.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. European leaders are meeting in Brussels right now to hash out the second bailout package for Greece. And the package may well cause Greece to temporarily default on its debt. Meanwhile, we're 12 days away from the possibility of default here in the U.S. and still no deal in Washington. Let's dig into both these stories now with Guy Labat, who watches the bond market for Janney Montgomery Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a temporary default in Greece, what does that mean? And should it be of concern to us on this side of the Atlantic?
Well, I'd argue that a temporary default in Greece brought about by an exchange from old debt for new debt is actually a good thing, because it implies that there's not going to be a disorganized and sort of messy process if Greece suddenly stops paying on their debt. You might describe it as a prepackaged bankruptcy, if you will, not unlike what happened with the auto companies here in the U.S.
Well, what about the debate here in the U.S.? In Washington, the debt ceiling, no deal yet. What are you doing to prepare for the possibility of a deal or no deal?
To be honest, there's no good way to prepare for the possibility of a no deal. Our own expectations here are calling for sort of an 11th hour agreement to raise the debt ceiling. Now, of course, if that doesn't happen, there are potentially pretty big negative implications for the stock and bond markets as well. But nobody can say just exactly how that'll unfold.
And Guy, put these two stories together for us. Does what's happening in Europe affect the debate in Washington?
Not directly, but it could provide a little bit of a connection. If there's mayhem in Greece after it defaults, Washington may be a little bit more encouraged to raise the debt ceiling. But the big issue is investor confidence. We have these two big events facing investors over the course of the next week or so, and negative outcomes on both could be very problematic for the stock as well as the bond markets.
Guy Labat, Chief Fixed Income Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, today is opening day for the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here now with the latest from his Economy 4.0 series on how the new economy can better serve more people. Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports on the institutions that have the ability to help or hurt the new agency.
The Smithsonian, the Vietnam Memorial. That's your standard walking tour of D.C., but this is Marketplace, so let's do a quick lesson in financial power by doing an alternative tour. Corner of 17th and G Streets. Let's direct our attention here, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB. As of today, it's the new regulator to defend consumers from abusive credit cards, deceptive mortgages, and the like. The CFPB's money comes from just a few blocks away. Constitution Avenue at 20th Street, one of the fountains in front of the United States Federal Reserve. The Fed pays the new bureau's bills, so Congress has less oversight, which is essential, says Travis Plunkett of the Consumer Federation of America.
Insulating the Consumer Bureau from the power of the financial services lobby so that they can make the right decisions for consumers without facing a backlash from their friends in Congress. That's what this is all about.
But that insulation is exactly what its critics are worried about. Todd Zawicki is a law professor at George Mason University.
The CFPB is going to be incredibly independent, and I think that's precisely the problem.
not enough checks and balances, he argues, to keep the new CFPB from crippling the financial services industry. 44 U.S. senators are vowing to hold up confirmation of a new director of the Bureau until it's put on a tighter leash. But if opponents want some kryptonite to check the CFPB's superpowers, they'll find some near 15th and Pennsylvania Avenue. What have you guys been looking at?
Everything. We're on our way to the White House right now.
Financial Stability Oversight Council is not on your list?
No, I can't say that it is. I can't say that it is.
The new council, made up of top financial regulators like the Treasury Secretary, has the power to quash new consumer financial protection rules if they see fit. In Washington, I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across Europe this morning, about 0.3% right now in London. Here in this country, Express Scripts and Medco Health Solutions say they want to get together in a $29 billion deal. Both companies manage drug benefits for health insurers and the government. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 15 points to close at 12,571.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu. For the latest business news, go to marketplace.org and click on the newsletters tab to get business and economic news delivered to you daily, right now to your inbox.
Well, in its first 3 weeks at the box office, Transformers has raked in more than $300 million. And now, as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports, the producers of Transformers have a new project involving the blue-skinned, green-haired superhero Captain Planet.
Are your powers combined? I am Captain Planet!
Captain Planet, he's a hero, gonna take pollution down to zero.
Oh, sorry, can't help it. And consumer psychologist Kit Yarrow isn't surprised. Captain Planet fought villains like Loot and Plunder and Hoggish Greedley in the early 90s. His comeback's right on time.
We tend to go back about 20 years when it comes to our infatuation with nostalgia.
Ted Turner's cartoon broke ground as the first environmental kids show. But Yarrow says the captain and his multicultural planeteers need a makeover.
No offense, I know you love him, but it's cheesier than a lot of the other action heroes.
Still, he's a known entity, a plus for the partners in the remake, Cartoon Network and Angry Films. Kea Chatterjee leads climate change negotiations for the World Wildlife Fund. She says Captain Planet will help environmental issues stay in the spotlight. Plus,
I could really use a hero right now.
Well, Kea, remember,
the power is yours.
I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, to a job advertisement in the UK that asked applicants who wanted to be a nail technician to apply if they had previous nail experience. But the company that placed the ad knew something was wrong when several beauticians applied for the job. They didn't mean those kinds of nails. The job was with a construction company. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau opens for business Thursday, so it's hiring.
We have people on staff today whose other alternatives within the private sector are, and I am not exaggerating, 5 times, 10 times, or 20 times the level of compensation they are able to command here.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The costs of protecting consumers next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.